all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. Star 99.9 at Sienna and Raven. If you pay $500,000 to pretend that your daughter was part of Crew just to get her into college, and she's never actually participated or rowed ever in her life.
Just get some photos of them on rowing machines.
Yep.
It's terrible.
That's all I need to know about you.
It's absolutely terrible.
If you're waking up this morning, you haven't heard the story from yesterday. A bunch of famous people, wealthy people, actresses, actors have been arrested in this college scheme where they've uncovered that they were paying bribes to these schools to get their kids in. And that's Lori Loughlin, a.k.a. Aunt Becky from Full House.
Yeah.
That was her daughter, 19-year-old Olivia Jade. But here's the thing. Olivia Jade is a YouTube star.
She's an influencer, right?
Yeah.
1.5, I think, on Instagram and 200,000 or 2 million on YouTube.
Yeah. And here she is talking about going to this college. They paid $500,000 that they lied to get her in.
Let's see.
I don't know how much of school I'm going to attend, but I'm going to go in and talk to my deans and everyone and hope that I can try and balance it all. But I do want the experience of, like, game days, partying. Mm-hmm. I don't really care about school, as you guys all know.
Yeah. Yeah.
All
right,
that's before she went. That's even before she went right there. She was already like, I'm missing the first week, and then I'm missing another week.
Right. Yeah. Half a million well spent, mom and dad.
You know what? Aunt Becky really, 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 though, seems like a good relative. She's really in your corner. I'll just say that. I will say this. On the flip side of that coin there, if you feel it's necessary to kick the door in of a 110-pound actress and come in with seven FBI agents and guns drawn over mail fraud and forgery, I mean, that's all I need to know about you. Come on, FBI. Come on.
Did you read the transcript from Felicity Huffman?
No.
So they actually have the transcript
the
of her.
The phone call.
Yeah, the phone call.
She's actually on a phone call.
Yeah, confirming the $15,000 bribe.
Right, so she didn't spend a half a million bucks. She spent $15,000 for her daughter to cheat the SATs.
Right, so there's a different variances of what these people did to get their kids into colleges. So Felicity Huffman fell under the realm of paid for somebody else to take the test or, like, screwed the test.
I know it's
to get
a
them
felony.
Higher.
I think they gave her twice as much time and they corrected her daughter's answers. Right. That's what I think happened right there.
But it's a good thing you came with those guns.
Right.
Got her.
Good. God, I mean, watching a lot of Desperate Housewives,
exactly.
I'm guessing, at that point, right?
Yeah, it's all
just
I need
like,
to know
you never
about
know
you.
What she'll be like. You never know.
Well, William H. Macy, like, you never know with him. Like, it's like, is he going to be there?
Right.
And then maybe it makes sense.
Right. If you're the person that digs up old tweets between Felicity Huffman and William H. Macy calling each other their partners in crime, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, nice.
It's great. I mean, it's perfect timing.
I mean, that's
still
what Twitter is here for, though.
Right.
It is a time capsule.
It is.
We know that now by at this point.
You want to chime in, too, give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. All you got to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you could get a free pass in life, what would it be for? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven, Star 99.9. Everybody this morning is talking about the college admission scams that's been taken over.
Right, right. Huge story here. We've got something like 50 indictments, famous people, coaches, colleges. It's stuff in our own backyard. It's pandemonium.
In a nutshell, it's a lot of the Ivy League schools. Yale, right here in our backyard. Georgetown, all the big ones. And there's three ways people have been cheating. One, cheating on ACTs and SATs, parents paying for their kids to get higher scores. That's where Felicity Huffman and her husband, William H. Macy, come in.
Mm-hmm.
They paid $15,000 for their daughter to raise her SAT scores. Two, false charitable donations, just writing checks to the colleges.
Sure.
And three is bribing sports coaches. And that's where Aunt Becky, a.k.a. Lori Loughlin, falls, because $500,000 to USC for her daughter to pretend that she was playing Crew.
I think they got both daughters there, so that takes a little bit of the sting off. But they supposedly were going to be joining the Crew team, and neither of them have ever done any Crew before in their life.
Right, exactly. Here's a little bit from the press conference where they describe how some of this works.
Singer worked with the parents to fabricate impressive athletic profiles for their kids. In many instances, Singer helped parents take staged photographs of their children engaged in particular sports.
Right.
Oh my God, why am I on this rowing machine again, Mom?
Right.
This is so stupid.
I don't even know anything about Crew.
Oh, yeah.
Right. it's crazy if you think about it, but it got us thinking, like, if your parents could just buy your way out of something and then you could get something without actually having to do any of the work.
It's like flipping over that chance card and getting the message that I'm going to advance directly to go and collect my $200.
What would it be? So for me, it's so easy. Because I have no real acting talent and I have no credentials to ever be in an Oscar-winning movie.
Okay.
I would just be an Oscar-winning actress.
That's like, it. You would just show up, get the award, and everything would be wonderful.
Like, there would be some kind of major movie that they would, I would want to play the lead actress, and I wouldn't have to audition. They would just give me the role.
Right. The unknown.
Yeah.
She's magical in this. Wait till you see her in this.
Then I get the Best Actress Award, and there we go. Thank you, Mommy and Daddy, for writing that check. That's awesome.
That was nice.
Yeah.
And it seems like a good investment.
Right.
It'll pay some of your bills later on there.
Never went to a day of acting school in my life.
Yeah.
Look at me.
If we're going to do the instant thing, how about I become an instant astronaut? I mean, I've seen lots of movies. I can definitely fly a spaceship. I mean, let's be honest. What do? They fly the spaceship, which is like every once in a while they press a button and goes back into orbit.
I guess.
You know, I've seen lots of movies. Like I said, I can run on a treadmill while I'm bungee corded to it. I mean, that's essentially the top of their talent. And I can stare out the windows.
How much would your mom have to pay for you to be able to do that without any actual real?
Well, I don't know, but Ma, you better get to work, all right? Because this is what parents are doing nowadays if they care about people.
If you get a free pass in life that your parents took care of all for you, what would it be? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. All this morning, everybody's been talking about the college admission scams, and if you're just tuning in, it's a big one. Over 50 people have been indicted. We're talking about cheating on ACTs, SATs, false charitable donations, bribing sports coaches, and celebrities tied to it, too. Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman, you know?
Yeah, and we're talking about free passes at the moment here. So your parents write a check, you get to do whatever you want. I've already decided I'm going to be an instant astronaut.
I'm going to win an Oscar.
Right, of course not.
But 1-800-330-9999, if you get a free pass in life, what would it be for?
It's going to be skipping high school and homework.
All right, fair. So you skip high school and homework, and then what do you do after? Because now you gave up your free pass. Yeah.
That's a very good question.
See, that's why genies don't hang out with middle school kids. You guys got to think ahead. Work on that plan.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 12.
Why aren't you in school?
My school doesn't start. We're running late. It starts now.
Wait a minute. Is your last name Massimo? Come on. Come on.
Massimo's his first name.
Thank you. We just caught that kid out.
Yeah, they're like skipping school. No. But, you know, it leads us to our next question this morning is that if you had the means to do this, would you write a check and lie to get your kid into their dream school?
Right. Now, morally, we know which side you should or should not be on of that line there. But let's be realistic here. You're a parent. You have the means.
Would you do it? 1-800-330-9999 if you want to get in early. It's coming up next right here on Star. Would you write a check and lie to get your child into their dream college? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna on Raven, Star 99.9.
It does get a little bit sticky, doesn't it? Right? I mean, so here's the thing. We're all talking about and riffing on Aunt Becky and Felicity Huffman and these different parents and the elitists and that type of stuff that paid all this bucks. But if you were worth $40 or $50 million, would you spend $500,000 to give your kid a better life? I think you probably would, right?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out this morning. So if you've been following the story at all, there's a major cheating scandal that's been happening over the last 24 hours. And there's three ways that people have been cheating. One, they've been paying proctors for cheating on the SATs and ACTs, paying people to go take the test for their kids.
Right.
And this is all kind of masterminded by this guy named Rick Singer. He's like the guy that does a lot of this.
He's the ringleader of this thing. But I don't think that he's the only guy out there doing
this.
I'll say that.
There's more.
I'll say that.
There's making false charitable donations that go directly into his bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which then he deciphers checks off to these professors and different people he has to pay to get your kids in.
Right. And then there's bribing sports coaches, which is actually what happened in our backyard here at Yale. Here's this.
Head women's soccer coach at Yale, in exchange for $400,000, accepted an applicant as a recruit for the Yale women's team, despite knowing that the applicant did not even play competitive soccer.
What?
I've heard of soccer.
What?
Right, and then later on, they...
Bro, you going to jail.
They padded up another $1.2
million. Oh, man. Oh.
Yeah.
No, oh, man.
That's crazy.
This is going to get messy, man.
Now, that's not for everybody. Not everybody was dropping that kind of cash.
Right.
Lori Loughlin and her husband, who's a Massimo fashion designer, they paid $500,000. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Felicity Huffman and her husband, William H. Macy, $15,000.
Seems like a bargain.
Raise her daughter's SAT scores.
Yeah, I mean, he was getting at least $5 million a season at Shameless, so it seems like they made a pretty good deal. deal for themselves, right?
Yeah.
So I heard that there were some parents, though, that were paying like $5 million. If Felicity Huffman and William H. Macy's kid paid $15,000 and your kid paid $5 million, then William H. Macy and Felicity Huffman's kid is a genius and right. your kid is a dope.
Way smarter than
right.
Well, I guess it depends on how far you wanted to go to get them ahead. 1-800-330-9999. Would you write a check and lie to get your child into their dream school?
Absolutely not, because once you can get them in with your large check, but what are you going to do, pay off the professors every year to keep them there? They're going to have to prove themselves once they're in the school, and they're going to either sink or swim on their own.
Do you think that, you know what, that there's a part, that really, because I've seen clips now of Aunt Becky, like, you know, bragging about the fact that her kids got both into USC and all this stuff for that year. I mean, being proud parent on television, all that type of stuff. Do you think that what they really cared about was just them getting accepted? They went, they were there for a while, and then, oh, they pursued their heart after. They left school. That was fine.
Maybe that's what they were excited about, but honest to God, why are we living through our children? Why are we not just proud of our own successes and be proud of what our kids can accomplish on their own?
Yeah, you know, take it from somebody that scored an 880 on their SATs and got rejected from her top two choice colleges and had to go to her safety. Right. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Raven.
No, that was me. That was me. I wish my mom would have been like, you know what? Mommy and Daddy are just going to write a check. We're going to get those SAT scores up. But you know what? It didn't work out that way. And that was a hard lesson in life I had to learn.
I tested well.
You did it on your own, Anna, and you're a great success. So,
you know, quote unquote
arguable.
Great success.
Thank
yeah,
you for
thank
the call.
You, though.
Fully questionable.
Right. Yeah, if you want to chime in, give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Would you have done something like this to help your kid get ahead in the college process? Major cheating scandal rocking the college world this morning. You're waking up to it. There's three major ways that they have been finding these 50 people that were arrested that they were cheating to get their children to colleges. One, cheating on ACTs. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Two, false charitable donations to these universities. We're talking big ones. We're talking Yale in our backyard.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure. Stanford, yeah. USC, some of the best
Georgetown.
Schools. Yeah. Some yep. of the best schools in the country.
And the third is bribing sports coaches, even though their children don't actually play the sport that they're getting into the college for.
So the conversation we've been having in the studio here, Anna and Raven, Star 99.9, is realistically, I mean, we know you're not supposed to do this. And we right. know it takes somebody else's spot. But if you were a parent, you were worth $15 million. What's $500,000 to give your kid their dream school?
Or if you're like Felicity Huffman and her husband, William H. Macy, $15,000 to help them out with those right? SAT scores.
Shrewd negotiation skills. Very well done.
Would you write a check and lie to get your child into their dream school? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Yet on Raven.
No. I can actually say from personal experience and also from working in an affluent community that the problem is that, you know, this has been going on at an institutional level for years, and that's what we forget about, is that these Ivy League schools have been getting donations to their schools, they have legacy students, but that's all considered legal.
Wait a minute, you guys are telling me that George W. Bush didn't get into Yale with a 72 in math?
Right.
I mean, I refuse to believe that, ma'am. Thank you for the call and your points. Have a great morning.
It's true, though, but sometimes even having somebody on the inside writing and recommending you isn't enough if you don't have the score grades and the test scores.
That's absolutely true. At the same time, if you give enough money that they name a wing after you, guess what? I think your kids are getting in.
Well, yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Would you do this? Would you pay a lot of money to get your kid into the dream school?
What's a little
out?
Fraud? Come on.
Absolutely not. It's so appalling. As a teacher, you know, we try to teach kids that, you know, you take the good and the bad and you get what you deserve. Not everybody gets a trophy. It's just amazing to me that this is going on. I mean, I was aware that these things go on, that parents pay off, you know, their colleges to get their kids in, but no, absolutely not.
Thank you so much for
the call.
We appreciate
it.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this? Would you pay for your kid?
I probably wouldn't, but when I was listening to this, I thought of all those parents that have their kids in youth soccer and hockey, and they can't play, but yet they're on the best team because these parents pound the coaches. And they make sure they're on the board, and they make sure they're the parent manager, and they make sure they're indispensable so that their kid is constantly
being, you know, put in with the actual really good place.
It's true. Because
thank you for the call.
What this is doing is basically putting like a grandstand on a lot of the smaller things that happen in our community that we know and we see. It's just that these people took it to the umpteenth degree.
Well, I actually disagree with that. I think that this has been going on at this level and much larger since the inception of universities ever in this country. Mm. Nepotism is rampant in everything we have in America. Are we kidding ourselves thinking that's not the case?
But paying $15,000 for a stranger
to lie
and say they're your son and go and take a test for them, that's nuts.
I think that this has been going on forever.
You want to chime in too? Head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven, let us know there.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Shannon and Robert joining us together this morning. Shannon, let's start with you. What's going on?
Well, we've been really tight on money lately and trying to save. We've cut back on eating out, and I make sandwiches every morning for us for lunch while we go to work. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed on the debit card transactions that he has been purchasing sandwiches at the deli every morning.
Oh, boy. Busted.
Yeah.
And you're not happy about that, obviously.
No, I mean, not only is he spending money that I'm already spending making sandwiches, but also, like, I wake up early to make those sandwiches.
Right. I mean, what do you have to say for yourself, Robert? Because clearly you're in big trouble.
Well, I don't like the sandwiches that she's been making.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
seriously.
I'm sorry, but they're just, like, I appreciate the effort, but they're right. Gross.
Gross.
And I can't do it.
I mean, what? First of all,
why would you mention that to her?
What do you mean,
bro? Right. Comes to this.
Like, what am I doing wrong? It's the same thing at the deli, I feel like.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of meat you're getting or whatever, like the bread you're using. It's just like, I mean, it's like you pulled it out of a dumpster or something.
Whoa.
It just doesn't taste good.
Robert!
What? Your wife makes you a sandwich every day to save money. And not only do you throw it away, then you complain that it stinks, and then you go and spend money on top of it? Like,
look,
what is wrong with you?
I didn't want to hurt her feelings, but, like, it's like rat meat. I don't know what she's using. Like, are you going to the dollar store to buy deli meat?
Then, like, why can't you just tell me how you like your sandwiches, and then I could, you know, make it like that?
Oh, Shannon, you're a better person than me, because at this point, I would have been like, I don't care what you do. I don't care what you eat. Get out of my house.
I would have blocked his debit card.
Right.
You're eating this, or you're eating nothing.
Robert, how much are you spending daily at the deli?
I mean, it's not a lot. It's like $10 for a sandwich.
That's a lot when you think about it. $50 a week, it's $200 a month in sandwiches when she's already paying and making him sandwiches.
I thought we were on the same page with the finances. We're trying to save money, and this isn't helping at all, and I just feel like it can be prevented easily.
But, Shannon, how much do you spend at the grocery store for your deli meat and your bread?
Probably only, like, $30.
For the month? That's a big difference.
Month, I would say, maybe.
$200 for one person versus $30 for the month?
Sure.
Well, guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think. They may say, Robert, if you really are against eating her sandwiches, then sure, go ahead, spend that money. You got to fuel your body somehow. Or they may see Shannon's side that you're trying to save money. Tell Shannon what kind of sandwiches you want, or better yet, you can make them yourself and save some money that way. And you stop being so spoiled. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
I guess.
All right, I'm willing to do that.
Great. Whose side are you on? Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Sandwiches for him every day to save money, and just found out that he's been going to the deli spending $10.
Yeah, I mean, it's dumb financial planning, number one. Number two, it's dishonest. Honest, and then he was insulting her on top of it. Robert says Shannon's sandwiches taste like garbage.
Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. What do you think about this? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I think of a little bit of a compromise. Why not just take some of the money he's spending and just buy some higher grade deli meat rather than. And so that way he doesn't have to go and spend more money at the deli.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he would have done if he was smart and thoughtful, which he's neither of those. Thank you for the call. There's nothing baffling about this. I think that this is not about the sandwich or the quality of the sandwich. If I had to bet, Anna, it's about convenience. It's about habits. He stops there. He gets his sandwich. He feels ready. He takes it from home. He feels like the kid on the playground.
No, I don't think so. I think that he's going and eating chicken cutlets with fresh mozzarella, prosciutto, and roasted peppers.
Because there's no rules. rules?
Right. Instead of eating his ham on Wonder Bread like he should be. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport, couples score on Star. Shannon just found out that her husband, Robert, has been spending $10 a day at the deli, even though she makes sandwiches for him every morning.
Right. He says the sandwiches don't taste very good, and he wants to go back to just buying them. But it's about their finances.
Right. Who is being unreasonable here? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court. Hi, Anna and Raven.
I'm on her side. Go make your own sandwiches. Go to the store and pick out what you like and make your own sandwich. Get up early and make it yourself.
Right. I say you got the same attitude like I would have. Like the minute he said, like, I don't like your sandwiches, I'd be like, you're on your own. Do what you want. I don't care. Move out.
Right. And then when they turn the lights off, you'll say, wait, I told you we needed to save that sandwich money. You screwed it up. Thanks for the call.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the wife's side because I feel like there's a couple problems with this. One is a communication issue. Clearly, they can't communicate. Two, they're lying in the problem. I mean, clearly he's lying to her. And three, you know, if he didn't like something, more would be open to, like, listen, we can go out and try some different things. And in conclusion, he's just a liar. And I bet there's communication issues there, and it won't help in the future.
I love the fact that you summarized your thoughts and have a conclusion at the end. Thank you. I forgot what you said, but all of it seemed valid when you wrapped it up.
Mm-hmm. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I mean, that's how you do a couples court call.
Good morning. I'm on Robert's side. I just think that the guy deserves to have a good lunch every day if he wants one, and cold cuts. Anything other than a good brand like Boar's Head or a good deli sandwich, you're going to get junk, and you need to feel good all day.
Let's take a vote here.
A little money.
How do we know that Robert deserves a good sandwich? Let's be real.
What do you know about Robert?
We know he's a liar. We know he's a cheat, a deceiver. So I think you're making a lot of assumptions here. You're making some big jumps.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Shannon, our audience agreed with you. You're doing the best you can to save the family some money. Robert, suck it up and eat the sandwich. It's not going to kill you.
It might. It might kill me.
You're ridiculous.
It's not going to kill you.
It's the same type of deli meat. There's no difference.
I'm going to send you a sandwich.
I mean, I'm game to try anything. I mean, it's real simple. I mean, there's low-end meat, and then there's, like, Boar's Head. Just get the good meat. Sandwich will be delicious. You're eating it. It's happening one way or the other, pal.
Oh, man.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Yesterday was National Pancake Day, so we sent producer Christian out to three different IHOPs throughout the state, and it came up that he didn't think he had to tip because there was no actual check because it was $0 for free pancakes.
Right, a free stack, enjoying that throughout the day there. I mean, really, it was a blessing. Don't ever say we don't do anything nice for you.
Right, it was very nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. The phone calls started coming in, and they were basically berating Christian, saying you have to leave a tip if you got a service. It doesn't matter that you don't have to pay for your free pancakes.
As a matter of fact, I mean, a lot of people would say you have to overtip in a situation like that. I mean, I think that's the reason that you get something comped, right, is to compensate back, right?
But what we started talking about, we want to hear from you, is if you're in the service industry like Raven and I have been, you know, a lot of our lives.
Sure.
We want to hear from you. What do you do to get bigger tips? 1-800-330-9999. And Raven and I have comprised the do or do not of getting bigger tips.
Yeah. And there's definitely some good stuff. Definitely do load up the bread and hit them up with two baskets rapid fire.
Yep.
Boom,
right
boom.
There you go.
You're right. Coming with the bread for the drink order. You drop that first thing of bread, and then you come back, and you don't even ask. You just bring back more bread.
They just always want more
bread. Because it's already gone. They're already down to one piece, and it's that awkward thing where everybody's sitting around going, who actually gets that last piece?
That also applies to chips, like if there's like a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
I mean, those are even cheaper than bread. Get them chips out there.
Do not carry a dirty tissue and repeatedly blow your nose.
Oh, yeah.
In the restaurant industry, any service industry, hair cutting, whatever it is, nobody wants to see your boogers. And most importantly, they don't want to think that you're going to get them sick.
Yeah, you know, with the booger thing, just to elaborate on that, don't suck them back. Do one of those at the table there. All right? Because that is not going to go well. Do bring those drinks right away. And I want that free refill. Places are getting like $2.95. $2.95 for a soda now, all right? That's terrible.
And if you order a cocktail, that works double time because you know I need that cocktail, and I'm sitting there, I'm basically drooling at that point waiting for it to come.
Right, you see the sweat on the brow.
Right. Do not tell customers or clients how sexy you think they are. I think that's self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Oh, my God.
You've witnessed that?
Some people are so creepy, and it's like, I don't know if you're trying to give me a compliment.
Wow.
But that's not the way to do it.
I'm not here for that.
No.
Careful, this plate is hot, just like me.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So weird.
Well, I mean, talking about yourself, I guess, would be slightly less offensive than it would be talking about the people at your table. I mean, that's almost assault. Do bring me a nice salad and pay attention to the dressing orders. If I ask for it on the side, do it. If I ask for extra, you better have that right. Or there's a little check mark off of you.
Okay, so you're going to subtract 5%.
I'm paying attention. I'm paying attention.
Most importantly, do not ask personal questions. Welcome to my Uber. Do you believe in Satan? Okay. Thank you for coming to my restaurant.
Decent icebreaker.
Can I take your order and your social security number? These are things you should avoid when you're working with clients.
I think that's all sound advice.
You got advice for tipping? Call us 1-800-330-9999.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Pepsi, I know you are definitely trying to get this win. So can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Good luck, man.
All right. Now, you've done this before. No wins yet, but here's how it's going to work. Raven is outside. That door has slammed. He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in. Ask him the same 5. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, $100 to Little Pub. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number 1, Chrissy Teigen got a new furry pet named Peanut Butter. What kind of animal is it?
Hamster.
Number 2, Lori Loughlin in big trouble over alleged college admission scam. What show does she play Aunt Becky?
Full House.
Number 3, Gwyneth Paltrow said that Jeff Bezos emailed her for a business meeting, but then he ghosted her. What companies do each of them run?
Amazon and Gwyneth Paltrow. She runs...
Come on, Pepsi! I'm going to have to go
on. I don't know.
Okay.
No, it's okay.
Number 4, Felicity Huffman, also involved in the college admission scam. Who's her husband?
William H. Meek.
Number 5, Lady Gaga tweeted, rumors I'm pregnant? Yeah, I'm pregnant, with hashtag LG6. What is she referencing as LG6?
I think that's her new album.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo, how do you do?
Pepsi got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is pretty good.
Yep. Number 1, Chrissy Teigen got a new furry pet named Peanut Butter. What kind of animal is it?
I'm going to guess it's a dog.
It is not. It is a hamster.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
That's tough.
Yeah, you got to get all these right to win.
Yeah, I understand how math works.
All right.
Please, just get to it.
Just making sure. Okay. All right. Number 2, Lori Loughlin in big trouble over alleged college admission scam. What show did she play at Aunt Becky?
Full House.
That's correct. Pepsi's still leading you 4-1. Number 3, Gwyneth Paltrow said that Jeff Bezos emailed her for a business meeting, but then he ghosted her. What companies do each of them run?
Goop and Amazon.
That is
good
correct.
Good for him. As long as he doesn't start dating her, for God's sakes.
No, I don't think that'll happen. She just got remarried. All right, number 4, Felicity Huffman also involved in the college admission scam. Who is her husband?
William H. Macy.
You need this last one to tie.
Thank you. Thank you for the reminder once again.
Number 5. Lady Gaga tweeted, rumors I'm pregnant? Yeah, I'm pregnant with hashtag LG6. What is she referencing as hashtag LG6?
I'm going to say album 6.
Yes, that's her new album.
Woo!
That's coming out. Pepsi, you got another tie. I'm sorry.
Another tie.
Oh.
Yes.
I wish you remembered Goop. You just needed to know Goop.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I couldn't remember Goop.
That's all right.
Pepsi from Trumbull, and I tied Raven again, and I did not win.
Don't give up. Don't give up, okay?
Don't give up.
Hey, congrats, Raven. Good job.
All right. Think about the last first date you just went on, okay?
Okay.
Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. Maybe it was 15, 25, 30 years ago,
happy
right?
Anniversary, Anna Zapp.
Yeah, happy anniversary. It's my 14th wedding anniversary today.
Hey, well done.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Now imagine that after that first date, you sent a list of critiques to that person you went on a date on just to improve themselves.
Right. 3 months later.
Yeah.
3 months later.
That's exactly what one woman is claiming that happened to her. She said she went on a guy she met on Tinder, right? he never called her. She was like, all right, you know, sometimes that happens. It doesn't work out.
I would imagine that happens on Tinder quite a bit.
Yeah. But then he sent her 3 months later a 15-point list of ways that she can improve herself.
Oh, that's not good.
Some of the critiques. Let's get to them.
Yeah, please.
If you lost some weight, you'd look incredible.
That's just not nice. Come on. Who says that to somebody? I mean, we could all lose weight, could we not?
You look really pale. A fake tan wouldn't hurt.
Not good.
Oh, my goodness.
Wear clothes that suit your figure so I'm not embarrassed to be seen with you.
Oh, that's... seriously, 3 months later.
It's like a masterclass on what not to do.
Yeah. Wasn't there something about her personality, too?
Oh, so many things. Hold on, let me get some...
Sort out her personality or something?
Keep your past to a minimum. I don't care what you went through.
Oh, nice. Oh. Good. Good.
You seemed a bit stuck up. Sort out your personality.
Right.
What?
I mean, you're the guy that's sending the follow-up letter to somebody who has not contacted you 90 days after you initially went out.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
You made me feel bad when you offered to pay, like you thought I didn't have enough money after I told you how much was in my bank account. What?
Oh, that's...
Who does that?
Who does that? So weird. So this is what's in my bank account.
Right.
A checking statement.
All right.
But, you know, there is always room for improvement, Anna Zapp.
Well, it's true, but I don't know if this is necessarily the way to go about it.
Okay. All right. So let's say that you were going out, you're thinking about your last first date, which was with your husband.
Right.
Which was a long, long time ago. What would you give him for a list of improvements? There you are. Have a romantic evening. And...
I think when he's nervous, he giggles.
Yeah.
So I think he would need to keep that giggling to a minimum.
Lower your giggling. Because
Your joyfulness is just annoying.
You're showing your hand. Right. You're showing your hand. I mean, I'm not. Now you don't have to try because you know you've already got him wrapped up.
I'm like, this guy likes me. He's giggling.
Right.
It's good.
Right.
Fine. And the other one thing that I really had, because obviously we had a good first date.
There's only a couple. Right. Yeah. You're married now.
Those white slouch socks got to go.
Yeah, wait a minute. What are those?
You've got a real problem with socks.
In general.
Yeah, in general. It's true.
In general.
It's true.
She's got a problem with all my socks. Right?
I do. Okay.
So what was the problem with Paul's socks?
Well, he had on shorts because it was, I guess, warm. And his socks were the slouch socks, like the white socks that you slouch down.
So they were, like, longer. They were crew socks. That's what they got, crew socks, but he had them pushed down.
Right, with his sneakers.
It's like a man leg warmer.
It's a warmer. Right.
It's a warmer.
Nice.
That's what it is. It's a Meg warmer. Maybe. I don't know. I like the warmer. Yep, that's what I'm going to go with there. Yeah. Were they short? Yeah. Were they above the knee?
No, they're always like right at the knee.
Right at the knee.
Yeah, okay. Which also I wasn't a fan with. And once we got serious, I went and I threw away all his socks. So
He's never wore socks again.
You resolved that problem for him. Yeah. I've got a couple here. Thinking about, you know, my wife and I when we had our first date, which obviously it worked out too.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're at 6 years. We might be at 7 years. No, I think we're at 6. Mm-hmm. Nah, whatever. It's early. She's not awake. Anyways, here's one that I would tell her. Mm-hmm. Maybe don't bring your boyfriend next time.
Oh. What?
Well, that was the night we met. That wasn't really the first time.
Ah. All right. She brought
her boyfriend the night that you guys met? I mean, I guess she didn't know she was going to meet you.
No. Right. And you could mention that you make incredible sandwiches and are totally cool with surrendering the remote the rest of your life. If you can work that in slyly in the first 30 minutes, that would be good.
Did you think he was better looking than you?
Oh, no, he wasn't better looking than me. He was wicked short. Dude was like 5'4".
That's not nice. It doesn't mean he wasn't better looking
than
you.
I mean, I didn't do it to him. I don't have to apologize for it.
Right.
I mean,
he stole his girlfriend after all.
I did not make him that short there.
I mean,
and on the other hand, I mean, I would like to be hit up with somebody's credit score inside of the first dinner. I would like to know.